All right, so you ready for this? We're going deep into a corner of the internet that's as intriguing as it is, well, let's just say unique.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We are taking you into the world of Homestuck fandom,
Okay.
specifically a forum on a site called Meiji Dokken.
All right.
Now, you might be thinking, Homestuck, isn't that like old news?
Yeah, you'd be right. The comic itself finished years ago,
Yeah,
but that's
blue.
what makes this so fascinating.
Exactly.
The community is still going strong.
It's a testament to the enduring power of fandom
Absolutely.
and how these online spaces can take on a life of their own,
Yeah.
evolving beyond the original source material.
Right.
We're looking at a single thread on their HAG board.
Okay.
And trust me, it's a wild ride.
I believe you.
Okay, so first impression,
Oh.
they have their own language. We're talking slang so thick, you need a decoder ring.
Oh, wow.
Goon is their go-to for anyone outside the circle. Something's Kino if it's top tier.
Okay.
And they use biz nasty instead of just plain business.
All right, I'm starting to get it.
I mean, how can you not be at least a little curious about what else is going on here? It's
Absolutely.
this playful, ironic tone that really sets the stage.
Yeah.
They're self-aware, they know their interests are niche, and they absolutely revel in it.
They really lean into it, huh?
Yeah. And then there's Dursite.
Dursite.
Yeah, this recurring inside joke that pops up.
Okay.
Like a bizarre punctuation mark throughout the thread.
Weird.
It's almost a test. Do you get it? Are you in the club?
Gotcha.
But then it gets even more layered.
Okay.
They're obsessed with YouTuber Jenny Nicholson,
Oh, really?
dissecting her videos, her
Interesting.
personality,
Okay.
everything.
Wow.
One user even claims they're Nicholsoned out.
Nicholson out. What does that even mean?
I don't know, but then like two posts later, they're back to watching her videos.
So they can't get enough.
It's almost a love-hate thing, right?
Yeah, that push and pull dynamic that exists in fandom.
Exactly. They deeply engage with her content to the point of wanting to create an AI voice clone,
Oh, wow. A voice clone.
which on its own is fascinating.
Absolutely.
Are they trying to capture her essence, replicate that connection they feel?
Maybe. It's a little creepy, though, isn't
Oh, yeah, for sure.
it?
And it gets pretty intense.
Uh-oh.
Someone accuses Nicholson of faking her persona.
Oh, no.
And another user jumps in with some, well, let's just say, not very nice language to defend her.
So they're really invested.
It's like their parasocial relationship with Nicholson has become so strong
Yeah.
that they feel personally attacked when she's criticized.
It does make you wonder, what is it about Jenny Nicholson specifically that resonates with this community?
Right.
Is it her humor, her analysis style, or is there something deeper, maybe a connection to themes they loved in Homestuck itself?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And then, boom, out of nowhere, this tangent erupts about whether autism is real.
Whoa, where did that come from?
I don't know. It's
Yeah.
heated. It's
Really?
completely unrelated. And then, just as suddenly, they're back to Jenny Nicholson.
So a complete 180.
It's like watching a train jump the tracks and then magically get back on course.
That is wild. This unpredictability is part of what makes these online spaces so fascinating, though.
Oh, for sure.
It's a microcosm of the internet itself, where
Totally.
you never quite know where the conversation will go next.
Exactly. And honestly, it's kind of refreshing, isn't it? This raw, unfiltered interaction.
Yeah, you don't really get that in your curated social media feeds
I
anymore.
know, right?
It's a breath of fresh air.
Okay, so we've got the slang, the
Barely.
obsessions, the sudden swerves into unexpected territory.
Right.
But then there's Marzipan.
Marzipan.
This user creates custom Homestuck art
Interesting.
based on suggestions from the thread.
So, like, they take requests.
Yeah, and people are waiting for these
I think
creations.
it's a big deal.
Like it's a ritual.
Wow. It speaks to the need for shared experiences within online communities, right?
I think so.
These inside jokes, the anticipation, the collective appreciation for Marzipan's art, it's all part of what binds them together.
For sure. And the funny thing is,
What's that?
Marzipan doesn't create that much art despite the flood of requests.
Oh, so they're in high demand.
Fairly high demand.
So it's this ongoing saga, this will they won't their dynamic that keeps people coming back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like they've created their own little online sitcom with Marzipan as the elusive star.
I love that analogy.
Speaking of ongoing sagas,
Yeah.
there's this thread where a user gets all melancholy about the no old web.
The new old web.
Think abandoned NeoCities pages, ghost town forums.
Oh, okay, I see.
They call it a graveyard of dead dreams, which I gotta say is a pretty evocative image.
That is a good way to put it. It highlights this tension between nostalgia and disillusionment that you often find in online communities,
Definitely.
especially those tied to a specific era of the internet.
Like the golden age of the internet.
Exactly. For some, it's a reminder of how fleeting things can be online, how quickly trends fade and communities scatter.
That's true.
But for others, it's an opportunity for what they call digit urban exploration,
Digit urban
digging
explore.
through these digital ruins like archaeologists of the internet.
I think there's abandoned amusement parks right now.
Oh,
Kind of creepy.
creepy.
Kind of fascinating, and it definitely makes you think about what we leave behind in the digital world.
For sure. And then just when you think you've got a handle on these folks, the goon thing comes back in full force.
Oh, yeah. It's never really gone.
Right. It's a recurring theme, this us versus them mentality. Goons represent everything the HSG community defines itself against.
I see.
They're the outsiders,
Okay.
the ones who don't get the jokes, who don't appreciate the nuances of Homestuck, who, dare I say, have inferior taste.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's rough out there for a goon. And to really drive that point home, they have this tool called Reason.
Reason, what's that?
It's an AI image generator, and they use it to, well, illustrate their posts.
Oh, wow.
There's this hilarious thread where they're all trying to guess which AI-generated personality profile matches them.
Self.
It's self-deprecating, it's revealing, and it's another way to reinforce their shared identity.
I like it. What's fascinating is how this ties into their frustration with algorithms on platforms like YouTube.
It's true. They feel misunderstood. Their content isn't being surfaced to the right audience.
Yeah.
So they retreat further into this niche space where they feel seen and understood.
It's like Meiji Dokken is their fortress
Exactly.
against the goons, the algorithms, the whole outside world.
A safe space.
And just when you think they're all about escaping reality, bam, real-world politics crashes the party.
Oh, no.
A heated argument breaks out, seemingly triggered by the global conflicts happening at the time.
I mean, it's unavoidable, right?
Sadly.
Yeah.
One minute they're discussing Homestuck, the next they're throwing virtual punches over geopolitical hot topics.
It's a stark reminder that even in these seemingly isolated online spaces, you can't escape the realities of the world.
That's true.
These are real people grappling with real issues, and those anxieties, those frustrations, they're bound to spill over sometimes.
Yeah, and it gets dark fast. One user even hopes that Homestuck's author Andrew Hussey will get nuked and dies.
Wow, that's a bit much, isn't it?
It's definitely a shocking statement. But maybe it speaks to how overwhelmed they feel by the state of the world.
Maybe.
How even something as seemingly lighthearted as a webcomic forum becomes a vessel for these anxieties.
You're probably right. It raises a lot of questions, and I think we've just begun to scratch the surface of this community.
I think you're right. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But even so, we've already seen so much the humor, the obsessions, the anxieties, the way they use language to create their own world. It's a lot to unpack, and I, for one, am definitely intrigued.
I am too. This is going to be good. Yeah, it is a bit unsettling, right? Seeing that kind of darkness coming from a conversation about a webcomic.
It's true.
Yeah.
But it does underscore a point you made earlier.
Oh, yeah.
These online communities are microcosms of the larger world.
Absolutely.
The anxieties, the frustrations, the political divides,
It all finds its way in.
all of it. Let's step back from the brink for a moment, though,
Okay.
because amidst all the intensity,
Yeah.
there's also this playful side to them,
Okay.
this fascination with self-analysis.
Oh, right.
Remember that thread where they're using AI to generate personality
Oh,
profiles?
yeah, absolutely. They're trying to figure out which profile best represents them.
Right.
And it's all very tongue-in-cheek,
Yeah.
very self-deprecating. But beneath the humor, there's this genuine desire to understand themselves better.
And maybe to find validation within the group too, right? Like,
Right.
hey, I got the cynical intellectual profile. Who else is with me?
Exactly. It's another way to connect, to reinforce that shared identity. And it speaks to a larger trend we're seeing online.
What's that?
People are increasingly using technology for introspection, turning
Interesting.
to algorithms and AI for self-discovery.
It's like those personality quizzes we all used to take in magazines,
Right.
but now it's AI powered and happening on a Homestuck forum.
Peak internet culture.
I know, right?
Precisely. And of course, they can't resist throwing in a few goon jabs along the way.
Oh, of course not. It's like a reflex at this point, a
Right.
way to assert their superiority, their understanding of the right way to be a fan.
The right way.
Which brings us back to this whole goon obsession.
Okay.
It's everywhere in this thread. It's like they need this constant reminder of who they're not.
To solidify who they are.
Exactly.
It's classic in-group, out-group dynamics. By defining themselves against the goons, They create a stronger sense of belonging within their own community.
It's not enough to love Homestuck.
Right.
You have to love it the right way, according to their very specific, often ironic set of rules.
It's true. And that extends beyond Homestuck, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, they have this whole thing about video game taste.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically the right kind of JRPG to appreciate.
Like gatekeeping, almost?
It is a bit. They were baffled by the goon hate for the game. Golden Sun, for example. For them, it's a classic, a must play.
Golden Sun, I remember that game.
It's fascinating, isn't it? How taste becomes this battleground for identity. What you like, what you dislike, it all becomes a marker of who you are, where you belong. And in this case, it's another opportunity to distance themselves from the dreaded goons.
It all comes back to the goons.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They're not blindly worshiping Golden Sun. They actually admit it has flaws, even sharing this anecdote of being forced to spare a villain because of his family's pleas. They felt it was a betrayal of justice, which honestly, I kind of get.
Yeah, I can see that. That's an important nuance to highlight, though. It shows they're not just blindly defending their in-group preferences. They're capable of critical thinking, of acknowledging that even something they love can have shortcomings.
It makes them seem more human, less like these caricature internet trolls we might imagine when we hear the word goon.
Definitely. Which, speaking of, maybe it's time we talk about their digital haven.
Oh, yeah.
Major Dokken.
Let's shift our focus to the platform itself. It's clearly more than just a website to them.
Absolutely.
It's a carefully curated space.
A refuge.
From the algorithms and commercial pressures of the mainstream internet.
It's like their own little world.
They talk about it with such reverence, like it's the sacred ground for Homestuck fandom. And they're constantly suggesting ways to improve it.
Oh, like what?
New features, new themes. Even a board's closed day to give Marzipan a break from all the art requests.
That's actually pretty thoughtful. It speaks to their sense of ownership, their desire to shape and maintain their own little corner of the internet. They're not just passive users. They're active participants in the evolution of this platform.
It's like they're tending a digital garden, making sure it stays vibrant and welcoming. Well, welcoming to the right people, that is.
Right. Let's not forget that they do acknowledge the need to attract more women to the forum.
Yeah. Which, on the surface, seems like a positive thing. But then they start talking about girl bait, which... Well, it kind of throws a wrench in the whole progressive vibe.
Yeah, not great. It's a reminder that even in the most self-aware online communities, you'll find these underlying biases. They're trying to grapple with inclusivity, but they're still working within a framework that's, let's say, less than enlightened.
It's like they're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
A good analogy.
They want to be more welcoming, but they're not quite sure how to do it without compromising their core identity is this very specific, very niche community.
Exactly. And it's not just about attracting new members. They also express concern about becoming too insular, too obsessed with their own little world. They even worry about succumbing to a homosexual hierarchy, which is a pretty self-aware critique for a Homestuck fan forum.
It's almost like they're having an existential crisis, right? Like, who are we? What are we doing? Are we becoming the very thing we swore to destroy?
It's a tension that many online communities face. The desire to maintain a unique identity while also remaining open to new perspectives. It's a delicate balance, and it's fascinating to see them grappling with it in real time.
It makes you wonder where they'll go from here. Will they manage to evolve to become more inclusive without losing their core identity? Or will they succumb to the very anxieties they're expressing?
It's a question we can't answer definitively, but it's certainly something to ponder as we delve further into this community and its complex dynamics. I know, it's a lot, right?
It really is. It's kind of mind-blowing how much we've learned about this community just from a single thread.
It really speaks volumes about the power of these online communities, even the ones revolving around what some might consider niche interests.
Yeah.
These spaces offer such a rich tapestry of human interaction.
It's true. You see it in their in-jokes, their rituals, even their anxiety.
For sure. And you know what really struck me?
What's that?
Their devotion to Majidokken itself.
Yeah, it's more than just a website to them.
Yeah.
It's like a sanctuary.
Totally.
A carefully curated world.
Where they can truly be themselves.
Exactly. And it's that sense of ownership and control that makes it so special to them. They've built their own little corner of the internet, free from the noise and chaos of the mainstream.
Right. They're constantly brainstorming ways to make it even better.
Like what?
Suggesting new themes, new features, even considering a board's closed day.
To give Marzipan a break.
Exactly. It highlights the value they place on individual contributions and the sense of shared responsibility for maintaining this digital haven.
It's true. But they're not oblivious to the potential pitfalls either.
Oh, like what?
Remember that user who lamented the state of the old web?
The one who called it a graveyard.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I remember that thread.
It really captured the ephemeral nature of online communities.
For sure.
And the anxiety that comes with knowing that even the most vibrant online spaces can fade away.
It's a sobering thought.
It really is. Makes you think, huh, that everything we create online, all these connections we forge, could one day just vanish into the digital ether.
It is. But, you know, there's another way to look at it.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, another user countered that sentiment by describing their fascination with digiturban exploration.
Digiturban exploration.
Exploring these abandoned online spaces like an archaeologist uncovering lost civilizations.
So instead of mourning the loss, they see an opportunity for discovery.
Right. A chance to piece together the history of these forgotten digital worlds.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It's a reminder that even in decay, there's beauty to be found, stories to be told. And perhaps in understanding the past, we can better navigate the future of online communities.
I like that. Makes you wonder what future archaeologists will make of the HSG board on Meiji Dockenright.
It does.
Yeah.
What stories will they uncover about this quirky, passionate, and sometimes deeply anxious community?
It's a fascinating thought.
I know.
Perhaps they'll see it as a microcosm of early 21st century internet culture.
A time capsule.
Exactly. A case study in fandom identity and the human need for connection in an increasingly digital world.
Well, we've certainly only scratched the surface of this community, but I think we can all agree that it's been an eye-opening journey. We've laughed, we've cringed, we've contemplated the fleeting nature of digital existence.
We really have.
And I hope it's encouraged you to think more critically about the online spaces you inhabit, the communities you belong to, and the ways in which we connect, create, and leave our mark on the digital world.
A good takeaway, I think.
So to our listener, we leave you with this. Take a chance and explore the HSG board on Meiji Dokken yourself. Delve into their inside jokes, their rituals, their unique perspective on the world. You never know what treasures you might unearth in this peculiar corner of the internet. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, happy browsing.